You are listening to Bravo Breakdown, a VIC radio production.
What is up, everyone, and welcome back to Bravo Breakdown. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie.
And welcome to the new season of this podcast. We are so excited to be back.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited because of everything going on, obviously.
Yeah. We have a lot of drama to get to, but first, we have upgraded our little Zoom recordings. We are now in a full production room with a soundboard, which is pretty fun, I would say.
Yes. Thank you to Ithaca College Park School.
Yeah, Ithaca College, VIC. Let's get right into it. Our podcast this season, we know last season we were focused on Summer House and recapping those episodes. This season's going to be a little different because there's a lot of drama going on outside of the shows. So we're going to be mainly focused on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, specifically around Erica Jane and her legal issues and Jen Shaw and her legal issues.
Yes. Very juicy.
Very, very
juicy. I'm very excited.
Me too. So we are going to start with Erica's situation. Does she know or does she not know? So, background, context on the situation. Erica's ex-husband, Tom Girardi, has been stealing money from his clients. He's a lawyer. He has been stealing money from his clients. I'm pretty sure he's an insurance lawyer? Question mark?
I know he, like, obviously specialized, well, not anymore, but would specialize in, like, victims, like people who've gone through accidents and helping them, like, fight against other corporations, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That is obviously not, that's, like, based off my knowledge, so not, like, credible, but that's where he was stealing the millions of dollars from, are those victims. I'm not sure what his, like, title is as a lawyer. So.
Okay. So, yeah, he was stealing money from injury victims. And it's, like, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like, so, so much. And the whole issue with Erica is conveniently around the time where Tom was being accused or, like, looked into by the FBI about this, she divorced Tom.
Yeah.
Conveniently for cheating allegations. And people want to know, did she know what was happening? 'Cause Tom has been doing this since before Erica was even born, like since 1980 he's been doing this. So people want to know, did Erica know, and how much did she know if she did? So Maddie, why don't you talk about your thoughts on this situation?
So all this is like a blur when I first found out, but obviously I found out along with like the Bravo community at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I first got knowledge of it when there's a documentary on it. Was it through Hulu or Lifetime or something?
Hulu.
But it wasn't good documentary, not that good. Danielle Staub was on it. So like that just says it in itself. So watching that at the very beginning, it was that documentary was portraying Tom to be this obviously powerful, wealthy, extremely wealthy lawyer. And so it wasn't really talking so much about Erica, but I think that's just because Real Housewives didn't premiere yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't really get her side or see her attitudes on these subjects. So at that point, at the very beginning, I gave her the benefit of the doubt and the chance because Tom is so powerful and, like, obviously was a very busy businessman. So maybe she didn't know all that was going on. But that has simply changed since Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has been premiering. Like, I believe that the way she's going about all of this in the season, what's being filmed, is very frustrating, even though it is entertaining, even though it's bad to say, but it is. Like, her concern is, obviously everyone goes through tough times, but in this instance, her concern should be the victims.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she only talks about them when other housewives like Garcelle or Sutton brings it up. Brings specifically the victims up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, obviously Erica is going through a lot, and she probably can't say a lot of the legal side, but she can still advocate for those victims.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I had sympathy for her at the beginning as well, and fully thought she didn't know, just because, like, yeah, like you said, Tom's a powerful man. A 20-year marriage, yeah, sure, but a person can hide a lot in a 20-year marriage, like we saw with Teresa Giudice.
Yeah.
Right. Like, she had no idea what was going on in her situation.
Right.
But being presented with the facts and knowing Erica just as a person and seeing her over the years and how she normally acts and how that has sort of changed this season, she 100% knew. Like, there's no doubt in my mind now that she didn't know. And I'm so, like, tired of these lies and these stories, but honestly, I still find it so funny and just, it's comedic at this point, because they're just so unbelievable and there's no way that any of it is true. Any story that she created is true. And, like, law enforcement keeps on proving that her stories aren't true, which I find even more funny. Like, when the police come out and say, yeah, Tom's house was broken into, but he didn't confront the burglar, like, at all. I just, it's so funny to me. Like you said, we should be focused on the victims, and that's it. Sure, she can't talk about things, but she can talk about the victims and bring awareness to their situation, and she isn't. So that's the biggest problem I have with her. Because if she didn't know and she actually cared about the situation, she would talk about them. But she's not. So right. I think it just says a lot about, like, her situation, how much she knows, and her character.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm also interested in what are Erica's lawyers telling her to do? Especially because it's honestly so shocking in itself that she has continued to film Beverly Hills. If you're going through, like, she's obviously attached to all those lawsuits.
Yeah.
So, like, a normal person would pull themselves out. She didn't do that and is also filmed all four parts of the reunion, too. It's so surprising. Like, what are her lawyers telling her? Is she going against what they're doing, like, what they're advising her to do? And she's also, like, continued to post on social media. And it's just, like, bad taste in my mouth.
I feel like she's going about this all wrong. So I want to know what her lawyers are telling her too, if she's even listening to them, because she being on the show still and doing all that she's doing is digging herself such a big hole. It's getting so bad for her that I'm kind of just like, what the heck are you doing? Like, why are you doing this to yourself? You're making things so much worse. Let's relax, honey.
I really don't understand it.
I don't understand either. All right, well, let's let the listeners who haven't been watching this season, which, if you haven't, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, you need to watch Beverly Hills, like, actually.
Need to watch
Which
right
I've
now.
Never said that statement before, because usually it's always New York City. I love New York City, but this year it's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Bev Hills and Salt Lake City. Come on. We should let them in on what storylines Erica has been telling them. So there's the first one with the conversation she had with Kyle, breaking down and crying, physically sobbing, but her mascara was running. Now, we all have issues with her mascara running because this girl is old enough and has been in enough glam to know what waterproof mascara is.
Yeah.
And a previous Beverly Hills housewife, Camille, even tweeted that on a vacation that they went on, Erica went in to the water with full face and makeup, fully submerged herself underwater. Her mascara did not run once. So, and she has cried on the show before without mascara running.
Yeah.
So why is it running now? Like, what is the point? It's so stupid and ridiculous. It's so clearly staged and fake. You know what waterproof mascara is. You are old enough and have enough money to buy waterproof mascara.
Right. Nothing against that, but she's always in full glam. So she knows what she's doing. They're at a local park. They're sitting down on the curb. Like, it's perfect. Like, obviously, those scenes, like, they don't voluntarily go on hikes unless, like,
but you know. No housewife would go on a hike.
Yeah. Nothing against that either. But I'm just saying, like, that, what they do is staged. And her knowing she's going on this hike with Kyle and is purposely wearing non-waterproof mascara so she can cry. And honestly, I feel like it was non-waterproof mascara times 10 because that stuff seeped down.
It was coming down so easily. And I was like, what is... Even when I cry, my mascara doesn't even run like that. It only runs if I wipe my eyes after I'm crying. Like, it doesn't just fall when you start crying. Yeah. You, like, have to touch it.
I'm, like, picturing
the single black teardrop.
If you want to see the picture that we're talking about, go follow us on bravo.breakdown on Instagram. Yeah, yeah. I posted, it's, like, with just, like, saying welcome back and a picture of Jen Shaw when she gets the phone call from someone telling her that the feds are coming. But that's a different story.
Oh my gosh, that's a different episode. We are not that far into Salt Lake City yet to be talking about that. But
yeah, it's just like her mascara, it's just like perfectly seeping. It's
perfectly running, too. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
She explained Tom's car accident. So like she shared this info with Kyle. Or she shared this story with everyone when they were later at Kyle's house in Palm Springs. But she first told Kyle and then broke down with the makeup.
Yeah.
So, like, Tom, I don't know, the story's, I'm so confused.
It has changed so much throughout this season. Yeah. I do not know what it is.
It's, like, really confusing. So, basically, Tom got an alleged, supposedly, car accident near their house.
I think near their house, but let's
by
just say.
Question mark?
Okay, what she said is, like, Tom got into a car accident. He was coming home from a girl's place, first off. That's why, like, Erica didn't know where he was. He drove his car off a cliff and, like, tumbled out of it.
Was unconscious. Maybe.
The first story, she said he was unconscious for 12 hours, but she also said in that same story that he texted me and called me to come pick him up.
Yes.
So, like, if he was unconscious for 12 hours, babe, how did he do that?
Wait, but then it gets better.
Then it gets better. Because, first of all, this is outside the show, but the police have reported that there is no evidence of a car accident where Erica said it was. The police have come out and said that there was no car accident where Erica said Tom got into a car accident at that specific time.
This is, like, later after they filmed, too.
Yeah, yeah, this is outside the show.
Yeah.
But I just have to throw that in there because it's, like, police are proving it wrong.
Yeah, they always come out and they're, like, incorrect.
Yeah. So then it gets better. Because later in the season, we're still talking about this car accident that everyone is so confused on. Recently, in the most recent episode, Erica is recounting the car accident story. This time she says he wasn't unconscious. And then Kyle goes into confessional and was like, was he unconscious? Was he not unconscious? I don't know. So she's already mixing up her story.
Yeah, she really is. It was funny because then he supposedly had this car accident, suffered from a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, went to the hospital, but then Erica decided not to let him go under for whatever medical procedure he could have needed because of the TBI, was worried being under anesthesia. But doctors have publicly said that, like, that is not a thing, and obviously, like, patients who suffer TBIs go under. And obviously they know best. They study this. That's their life work.
Yeah. Another housewife from Real Housewives of Dallas, Dr. Tiffany Moon, who is specializing in, like, surgery and traumatic brain disorders, she literally came out and said, this is only in, like, super severe cases. Like, obviously we don't know the severity that Erica's talking about, but Tiffany Moon was like, yeah, that's just not a thing.
Yeah.
And she also said, you don't call it a TBI unless you're, like, a doctor. No one knows what a TBI is. Like, she's like, so who's telling her to tell her friends it's a TBI? Like, your doctor would tell you it's a traumatic brain disorder.
Yeah.
Like, you only tell other doctors and nurses, oh, this person has a TBI. That's just their lingo.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then go back to the scene with at Kyle's house with the dinner with Mauricio and PK and Dorit and Kyle, obviously. So they were talking and the ladies were sharing the story to their husbands, and PK and Mauricio were both like, wait, back up. So he suffered from a supposed TBI and a broken ankle or something. And Erica said, let them operate on the ankle and not the brain. Allegedly, supposedly. So, like...
PK was literally like, yeah. No, don't do the brain. Do the ankle.
Like, we don't mean to laugh, but it's just, like, it is funny because, like, it's not true.
Yeah, who doesn't... As a wife, you're told that, hi, we have to operate on your husband's brain and your husband's ankle. He just suffered a very bad car accident. What do you want to do? Who goes, yeah, go for the ankle. Bro, you go for the brain. Like, what the heck? I'm so confused by that.
And Erica was saying, as backup to this argument, that this was when Tom was becoming forgetful and stuff.
Yeah, Tom...
supposedly.
Tom supposedly now has dementia. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I really do think he has dementia.
I think so, too.
The way this man is acting in public right now, there is something wrong with him mentally.
Yeah.
He's just not there.
There's, a family member suffered from dementia, and so, like, I've seen it, and he definitely, in my opinion, does have it. But he's been doing this for decades, and that doesn't excuse that.
Exactly. Yeah, he's been doing this since way before he had dementia or any problems with his mental health. So, like, he clearly has done bad things and knows it.
Yeah.
But that's the first lie.
Yeah, and the housewives are confused, and especially Sutton.
Confused, but the only two that are bringing up their confusion is Sutton and Garcelle.
Yeah.
No one else is questioning it.
Yeah.
They're questioning it in their confessionals when Erica is not around.
Right.
But when Erica's around, they are tight-lipped.
And PK and Mauricio
at
Kyle's with Dorit and Kyle for that dinner, they're like, guys, you have to see it. Like, she's lying. And Kyle and Dorit were sitting there like, oh, wait, maybe you're right. And it's like, of course they're right. How can you not see it?
Yeah, I don't get how they can't see it either. But then we have the next lie, which, can I just, like, do my impression of it? Because I love doing it.
Okay, no,
so this is my impression of Erica telling the lie. This is honestly exactly how she says it in the show. So, hold on. Because she's talking with Kyle on the couch. And Kyle's like, so, how you been? And Erica takes a pause. Maddie, don't laugh because I have to be serious for this.
Okay.
She goes, yeah, Tom's house got broken into last night and he confronted the burglar and my son went to go help and on his way home, my son rolled his car 5 times. Yeah, I'm under a lot of stress. Who says that in that way?
Exact
in that tone.
That was on point.
Like, fully just monotone, like, yeah, my son rolled his car 5 times. Yeah, I'm under a lot of stress. Like, what?
While wearing a sweatsuit, which... I'm convinced is advised every other episode by her lawyers just to, like, revamp her image of being the victim.
Yeah.
Just
that she's poor now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which she's not, but yeah. Yeah, so the next lie she tells is that Tom's house got broken into. Him, an over 80-year-old man with dementia, confronted the burglar, got a black eye. Which he does have, but I don't think it's from confronting a burglar. I don't know what it's from. He probably fell or something.
Yeah, that is honestly, yeah.
Yeah, that's more believable.
Yeah.
And then so after he confronted the burglar, Erica's son drove down from Pasadena, California to go help. On his way back, it was supposedly snowing in Pasadena. Now, we looked it up. Google says there is 0% chance of Pasadena ever seeing snow. So let's just say that. Apparently, on his ride back to Pasadena, it's snowing, and her son rolls his car 5 times on the road. We have no information on if the son is okay. If he's in the hospital. If Erica went to see him, because she didn't say.
And this is the... allegedly day after, and she's just telling Kyle this, like, wouldn't you be with your... That's obviously a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
Life or death, potentially.
Yeah.
Like, you would be with your son in the hospital. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Pasadena, where her son lives, is that Northern California, or is Pasadena outside of LA, or Beverly Hills?
Okay. Pasadena is where her son lives. It is Northern California, but it's not so north where it snows.
Okay,
like,
that was
Tahoe
my question.
Tahoe is where, I'm pretty sure Pasadena is below Tahoe,
because
and Tahoe snows.
Because when I was talking to my siblings about it, they're like, oh, in Northern California, it can snow. But I was
no.
But they said Pasadena doesn't snow.
No, it can snow in Northern California. Pasadena, if we're looking it up right now, is literally just strictly above Los Angeles.
Okay.
So here's Los Angeles.
But is that
That's
where...
That's Pasadena.
Is that where Tom and Erica would live? Like, is that... Were they saying he was driving away from Pasadena because that's where the that's where they live? Like, is Pasadena in Beverly Hills?
I don't think Pasadena's in Beverly Hills. I think that's separate. But I'm pretty sure the son was... I'm pretty sure I read somewhere the son lives in Pasadena, which is not Northern California.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. But, okay, first, the police have since come out and said that, yes, Tom's house was broken into, but he never confronted the burglar. So, there's that. Now, on the drive home, the son's car flipped 5 times. But there's no information on if he was in the hospital, what happened to him after his car flipped 5 times, if he's okay. Erica said none of that. And usually when your son or daughter or any child that you bear gets into a car accident where your car flips not one, not two, not three, but 5 times, it's a little concerning.
Yeah.
There's no way that he's okay.
Yeah.
Your car flips 5 times. That glass is going anywhere and everywhere. You're getting broken bones, broken limbs. Like, there's no way you're getting out of that without something.
Potentially paralyzed.
Yeah. People die in car accidents like that. Again, utter confusion on, like, what happened. She said it so quickly and, like, so nonchalantly. Like, we need updates, Erica.
She just, like, throws these stories in there, and it's like, is she doing it? Here's my thing, like, when she speaks about these lawsuits and stuff and these alleged stories that are lies, in my opinion, she speaks in the manner of protecting Tom, where if I was a wife of a guy who's been stealing millions of money for decades from victims, I would be extremely mad at them for basically a lie their entire marriage and their entire life. In any manner, I would not be protecting that person.
Absolutely. You shouldn't be protecting that person. They lied to you for supposedly 20 years of marriage and stole millions of dollars and put your reputation at risk. And
destroyed her Erica Jane, which is her...
Her company or whatever.
Her alter
her
ego?
Brand?
Is that okay? Her brand.
Her
That's
brand.
A better way to say it.
Alter ego.
That's what she referred to it as before. That's why...
He ruined her life.
Did we ever explain that? That's how Erica's attached to this, because the millions that she was stealing was allegedly, I think it was actually proven. I don't know. It was going towards her glam and Erica Jane, which is her... brand.
Her brand.
Her performances.
Yes.
Which
she's a music artist.
She spent an absurd amount of money a year on glam, and so that's how she's all attached to this.
So former New York City housewife Bethany Frankel came out recently, Bethany was engaged to a lawyer who knew Tom, who knew of Tom. Didn't know Tom, but knew of him in, like, that little area.
Dennis. R.I.P.
Dennis. Yes, Dennis unfortunately passed away. Rest in peace, Dennis. But when he was alive, Bethany and Dennis would talk a lot about Erica and Tom's situation, because apparently in the lawyer world, this whole thing has been known for quite some time. This whole situation of Tom stealing money and everything. Tom stole the money, supposedly, to pay for Erica Jane's brand. And it's like $40 million a year.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Now, supposedly another housewife who is so known on Beverly Hills for calling people out, Lisa Rinna.
Oh, right, yeah.
is not calling Erica out, and Maddie and I are sitting there wondering, oh, why isn't she calling Erica out? She usually has no problem calling her friends out on stuff they've done.
At last season with Denise and all that.
Yes. The reason she is not calling Erica out and she's being so tight-lipped and supportive of Erica is because Erica supposedly invested about $5 million of that stolen money into Lisa Rinna's beauty company, Rinna Beauty.
Yeah.
Because that is now being investigated by the FBI, too.
Yes.
And so it makes sense why Lisa Rinna is now supporting Erica, because she's involved in it.
Yeah, and it's funny because when they're filming, this knowledge isn't out yet.
Yeah.
This information isn't out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because, like, they had a small launch party, and Erica was, like, at it, being like, oh, I hope it does well. And me and Alexa are sitting there watching it, be like, you wonder why she hopes it does well, because she... What's the word?
Invested
$5 million into it, so she wants it to do well. But then also, which I forgot if I told you this. You've probably seen it, but recently, like the past 2 days, it was said that, or the past week or so, that at Andy Cohen's baby shower in 2019, that housewives were talking about Erica and Tom's all this money and lawsuit stuff.
No, they weren't.
Allegedly, I don't know if it's like, it's obviously not credible yet, because some Bravo accounts just throw information out there, but there are Bravo accounts who actually know, like, get sources and info. So allegedly, Lisa Vanderpump said that Kyle was talking about it at Andy Cohen's baby shower. So, because it was like the huge baby shower where all the Real Housewives were invited. It actually looked like a really good time.
I kind of wish I was there.
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump, former Beverly Hills housewife.
She said
that Kyle Richards, current OG Beverly Hills housewife, was the one talking about it at Andy Cohen's baby shower.
If Lisa Vanderpump is saying this, I 100% believe it. This makes so much sense now.
As Alexa was saying before, like, this stuff with Tom and him stealing money has been, like, rumors in the lawyer field world. And, like, obviously Real Housewives talk. And, like, especially Beverly Hills. Like, you talk. There's wealth. There's power. There's rumors. They all talk.
Absolutely.
And so, like, I wouldn't be shocked that those rumors were said around them or said to them because Erica is a housewife.
Yeah.
Now Kyle's acting all shocked, which she has to, because she obviously doesn't want to be attached to it. But it's like, oh, if she knew, then, like, Lisa Rinna had to know.
Yeah, they all had to know.
Yeah, they all had to know some sort of story was going on.
But that makes sense now, because they're all the people protecting Erica. The only people who are not protecting Erica are Garcelle and Sutton. And this is only her second season on the show, and this is Sutton's first season on the show. So they're new to the friend group, so it makes sense why they're not protecting Erica, because they have no, like, this is actually their first time hearing about all this. Unlike all the other friends who apparently have known this for however long.
Right.
Now, let's just say the two biggest Sutton and Garcelle fans are in this very room on this podcast right now. We stan them 100% for what they're doing. And Miss Kathy Hilton.
Yeah, we love Kathy Hilton.
Miss Kathy Hilton.
Why did it take Bravo so long to add her? But obviously because their relationship with Kyle was strained.
Yes.
Strained. Yes. So that's why. But it's back to Sutton and Garcelle. Like, Sutton called a meeting without Erica at Dorit's to talk about all this once the LA Times, obviously a credible news source, released a huge article on Tom and all of this and how Erica could be attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Sutton shared how she got her feelings on it and how Erica could be lying and how she got a legal opinion just to, like, go through the article with her. Kyle said she did the same thing. Faye's Resnick's husband is a lawyer or something like that, who's her very good friend and who's been on the show just, like, at parties and stuff. But then Erica, like, gets so angry at Sutton because all of this is said at, like, a dinner table later on once Erica's there, how Sutton held the meeting and all that, and she's pinpointing it on Sutton. When Sutton has very fair questions that the other Real Housewives are too scared to ask. And also, Kyle got a legal opinion, so why is she not angry at her too?
Again, I think it's just loyalty. So, like, the only reason why Erica's mad at Sutton is because Sutton's new. Sutton's not really a friend.
Yeah.
Kyle and Dorit getting legal opinions doesn't matter because she's Erica's friends and she's continuously, they're continuously protecting Erica. So, yes, they got legal opinions, but they're not calling Erica out on it. They're still protecting Erica even after that. Sutton is getting legal opinions and calling Erica out, as she should, as any human should.
Right.
You should be able to call your friends out on stuff, especially stuff where your supposed ex-husband stole millions of dollars from people. You should be able to ask questions and not blindly protect and follow your friend on that. That is completely okay for me to go up to you and you to come up to me and be like, hey, did you know about this? Like, what the heck is going on?
Right. Especially when it's being filmed and televised for a national show. And because Sutton was worried about being attached to it. And, like, she's aligned with a lot of charities and has done a lot of work like that, which, like, is obviously great.
She's worried about her reputation, as she should be.
And Erica was, like, calling her a small town and, like, she's not known and stuff. And later on, Bravo fan accounts are posting, like, in years ago that Sutton was at the Met Gala and being like, she's no small town.
Yeah, Sutton's at the Met Gala. She's been to the Elton John, like, parties and walked in, like, runway shows and everything. She's done it all. She's no small town. In fact, she's bigger than Erica Jane, in my opinion.
Yeah, and, like, even if she was, like, she has every right to ask those questions.
Every right. She's not friends with Erica. She doesn't know her.
Yeah, she's not.
It is perfectly reasonable for her to be asking these questions.
Because Kyle, I think it was Kyle, made a good point and was like, she's known her for 5 years, and obviously with this story, like, that changes the entire person's character.
Yes.
So she's shocked. Yeah. They're all shocked. But Sutton and Garcelle, like you said, haven't been part of the franchise for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Their change of image on Erica isn't as drastic as the others.
Yeah. And they have no reason to, like, protect her or protect that image that they once had.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, I was duped by my friend for 5 years.
Yeah.
They don't have that. That is all we have on the situation currently.
Yeah.
Things are unfolding every single day.
It's interesting. I just want to add that, like, I got this from a Bravo fan account, and they said, like, how if Erica was on any other franchise, she would be held way more accountable and asked way more questions than what's being done on Beverly Hills.
Yeah, because there's on every other show, they have the idea, like, yes, we're friends, but we hold our friends accountable.
Yeah.
Like, they have no problem bringing stuff up and asking all these questions.
Right.
Every single one of them. There's no, like, sense of loyalty or fear.
Beverly Hills is all just about not asking questions and wanting to save your image.
Yeah. They're also scared of Erica Jane.
Yeah. Which I would be, too.
I would be, too. She's terrifying. So, seeing, like, her on the show, like, honestly, I'm scared of her, so.
I probably wouldn't ask questions. I would definitely think them and probably talk to the other housewives about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, she, like, threatened to sue Sutton, too. She was like, I'm coming for you if you ever call me a liar.
Does that just shows her guiltiness.
It's like, dude, let's relax here. You don't have to, like, threaten to sue people or come after them if they call you a liar. If you're not a liar, you'll just be like, all right, that's fine. You will be proven wrong, but cool. Think I'm a liar. You don't get so defensive.
Yeah.
Because clearly you're a liar.
Yeah, she was very defensive and, like, very mean.
Yeah. All right, guys, that is all we have for you today. Don't worry. We will be updating as the episodes continue to come out. We'll be start to bring in Jen Shaw's storyline as their season unfolds and all her legal issues. It's going to be a lot of legal drama this season, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We're just going to be going with the flow between Beverly Hills and Salt Lake City and not really doing
show recaps.
Yeah.
We're not doing that this season
just
because there's just so much going on.
Yeah. I mean, we can also talk about, like, the Meredith and Jenshaw stuff too with Brooks.
Well, yeah. Sad. Well, yeah, we'll bring that in too. Yeah. But thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of season 2 of Bravo Breakdown. Follow us on Instagram at bravo.breakdown and reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. DM us. Tell us what you think of the whole situation, because it's a lot to take in.
If you want to be a guest.
Yeah, let us know. Reach
Bravo
out.
Bravo fan. Yeah.
We would love to have guests on the show. It'd be so fun. We have another, Erica. Like, can you imagine? I would be so scared. I wouldn't even ask half of my questions. I would be like, so, how's life?
I would love to have Garcelle on. Sutton, too. But Garcelle. Yeah. I love Garcelle. Or Crystal. Anyway.
Any one of them. Yeah. Except Erica. And Lisa Rinna. And Kyle and Dorit. Yeah. Honestly, just Kathy Sutton or Garcelle.
Oh, yeah. Kathy.
Kathy. Kathy Hilton. If you're listening, which we know you are, come on the show.
We could do a full episode on her.
We could, because she's iconic. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie. And this is Bravo Breakdown. I was going to say, who is Hunky Dory?
Who is Hunky Dory?